Well, thank you.
What a joy.
谢谢.
What a joy and privilege it is to be together and to look into God's word together.
能够在这里一起来看神的话语，我们实在是非常的喜乐。
Last month, my wife Elena and I had the opportunity to do some traveling, and we were over in Alaska and Canada.
我上个月跟我的太太有机会啊，能够去到 Alaska 跟那个 Canada 那个地方去啊来游历。
We saw some amazing and spectacular sights as we traveled.
在我们的旅途当中，我们看见了很多会能叫人惊讶的啊，这些奇迹的地方。
Glaciers in Alaska and forests in the Canadian Rockies.
我看见 Alaska 那里的啊这些啊冰城，还有这些在加拿大那里的这些岩城。
And there were some sights I looked at that were just truly amazing.
啊、有些地方看见的时候是令人惊讶的。
And they made me say, "Wow, God, you are so great and awesome."
是我不得不赞美神，说神你实在是何等的伟大。
Because even though this world has been damaged by humans' rebellion against God's authority, there's still an amazing reflection of God's.Greatness and power and beauty in it.
这个世界因为是人的叛逆和人的毁坏啊，使到这个世界啊到处都充满了污染。但是在这世界当中，还有这些地方可以彰显出神创造的荣耀来。
And one thing that echoed in my heart as I looked at some of these places.
当我去到这些的地方，我心中有一个啊回应。
That verse in Psalm 8 that says, "What is man that you are mindful of him?"
就是诗篇第八篇说，人算什么，你既顾念他。
Can we just read a little bit of Psalm 8?
让我们一起来读一点啊，诗篇第八章。
David, in writing this psalm, looks out at the vastness of the universe that God has created.
当大卫写这诗篇的时候，他只是仰慕。啊、看见神、啊、创造宇宙的伟大。
He says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
说耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
You have set your glory above the heavens.
你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies.To silence the foe and the avenger.
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的苦中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
What David can see with his eyes is amazing, but he knows that God's glory is above all of that.
是大卫知道，虽然他眼中所看见的，他觉得非常的荣耀，但是神的荣耀却比他看见的更大。
Then he says, "When I consider your heavens." The work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所成事的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你既顾念他；世人算什么，你既眷顾他。
When he looks up at the sky and sees the vastness of the universe.And sees a reflection of the greatness of God, he says, "What is man?"
当他仰慕看见神对宇宙的创造是何等的大，他也思想到神这创造这一切的神是何等的伟大，同时也想到那人算什么呢
？His first thought is to be humbled and to feel small in relation to such a great and awesome God.
在这么伟大神的面前，他是觉得自己非常的渺小而自卑。
But there's another emotion that wells inside of David alongside that one.
当大卫有这样感觉的时候，他同时又有另外的一个想法。
His first thought was perhaps a sense of insignificance. Who is man in relation to such a great God?
他首先想到的是，在神所创造这一切，人算什么呢
？But the Holy Spirit doesn't let us dwell in a sense of insignificance for very long.
让圣灵却没有让我们是留在其实自卑的当中。
And what I was sensing as I was looking out over the wonder of this creation myself over there in Alaska and Canada.
当我在 Alaska 跟加拿大那里也看见神这些的创造的时候
was simultaneously a sense of humility at how small I was in relation to the greatness that I was looking at.
觉得自己非常的渺小跟这些所看见的这些创造的比较。
At the same time, a sense of exhilaration and wonder at what God had in mind when He made us.
当同时心中也在思想神当创造这一切的时候，神到底是怎样思想的呢？
Because as David surveys the vastness of this creation that he's looking at, he goes on to say something more.
因大卫看见神这一切奇妙的创造，他又接下去讲出了更多。
He says in verse 5, You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings or the angels and crowned him with glory and honor.
第五节说你叫他比天使微小一点并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet.
第六节你派他管理你所造的是万物就是一切的都伏在他的脚下。
Would I just pause and reflect on that for a moment?
我们在这里停一下来思考。
Do you read the words? Do you hear what they're saying?
当你读这些话，你听见他所又说的意思吗？
You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet.
你派他管理你手所造的使万物都伏在他的脚下。
And as David surveys the vastness of the universe that he's looking at,
而当大卫在这里查看神宇宙创造的奇妙，
he's overwhelmed not just by how small he is, but how incredible God's plan and purpose for humanity is.
他不只是惊讶于神创造，他也感觉到神自己的渺小。但是神创造这背后的意义呢？
And David had no way at the time, this is 3,000 years ago, of understanding just how vast and amazing the universe really was.
因为大卫是三千年前的人，所以他没有像今天一样天文发达，可以看见宇宙这些探测的成就。
Astronomers are still making discoveries about the incredible nature of this universe that God has made.
因为今天的天文学家和学者都还在研究发现这宇宙的伟大。
And we can't get our minds around the concept of millions of light years of a universe that now appears to be expanding.
我们根本是不能够想象这么大的宇宙还有几亿光年之外的这个星球都在向外的扩张膨胀。
But God's purpose and plan is that we should rule over His creation.
但是神在创造了一切的旨意当中，那是要叫人来管理这一切。
Let's just go briefly back into Genesis chapter 1.
让我们略略回到创世纪第一章。
And verse 26, after God had created the earth, the sea, the plants, the animals, there was a climax to come in His creative work.
在26节之前讲到了神已经在地上创造了其他一切的动物生物，但是现在是达到神创造的高峰。
And God said, Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
26节说，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟， 地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit conferred together.
我们这里看见圣父、圣子、圣灵一起在做工。
And said, "Let us make man in our image."
让我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式来造人。
There was an amazing creation that they had already put in place.
因为在造人之前，一切的创造都是这么的完美了。
And all of that creation reflected the glory of God.
而在这一切的创造中，都彰显出了神的荣耀。
But now they were going to make something that actually was to contain the glory of God in a unique way.
但是他们现在所创造的乃是非常特别的，又能够让神的荣耀住在里面。
The animals had the fingerprints of God upon them and reflected something of His creative genius.
所以这些动物被造可以看见出神创造中的智慧。
But mankind was to be made in His image.
但是人自己乃是按着神的形象来被造的。
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
是不是非常的奥秘的事情？
Made to have relationship with Him in a unique way.
要让人跟神之间有一个特别的关系。
Made to receive and give back His love.
让人能够接受神的爱也做出回应。
Made to understand the depths of His heart and to communicate with Him in the deepest way.
让人能够明白神的心意，又能够跟神交通。
And what was the very first thing that God said about
people? 对人第一点所讲的是什么呢？
And His purpose for them.
而对造他们的旨意。
He said, let them rule over this creation.
乃是又使他们管理这一切创造。
His plan was for humanity to share His authority.
他神的计划乃是要叫人来分享他的权柄。
And to exercise it in His name.
而能够靠神的名来使用这个权柄。
In verse 27, God created man in His image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them.
在27节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over every living creature that moves on the ground.
28节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，又生养众多，遍满全地，治理治地，也有管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
He says to fill the earth and subdue it.
所以神这里说，你们要遍满全地，也要治理治地。
Now unfortunately my Mandarin is very very poor and I don't know what word you've got there for subdue. There's a little word in there that says subdue the earth.
我们弟兄的中文不是很好，所以他不知道中文里面讲到这个英文 subdue 里面中文是翻译成治理。
But I know that's a word that has been abused in the English translation of it.
但是在英文的翻译当中，他们是越过了它原文的意思。
The meaning that God had was to take responsibility for, to have authority over, to care for, and to rule in the way that He meant rule.
所以在中文的翻译的词很好，就是因为这里面原文里面是包括的意思，乃至是从神那里接受了这个托付，现在有了所给的权柄来治理这个地方，神所给他的。
And we need to understand when God speaks of having authority, when God speaks of ruling, when God speaks of subduing, He speaks of something very different to the way that most leaders in the world have exercised their authority and their leadership.
当神这里讲到给人的权柄来治理这权地啊，这跟今天这个世界上这些当领袖的人对权柄的理解是不一样的。
You remember when Israel asked the prophet Samuel to give them a king to rule over them.
你们记得在旧约啊撒母耳记的时候，以色列人啊要求撒母耳为他们立一位君王来治理他们。
In the early days, Israel never had a king.
因为在以色列过去的历史，他们都没有一位君王。
In a very explicit way, God was their king.
因为神就是做他们自己的王。
And he spoke to them through prophets like Moses and other prophets down through the years.
神就借着啊先知像摩西一样和其他的先知来对他的子民说话。
And he had judges who led them.
也有兴起这些士师来带领他们。
But the people said to Samuel, we want to be like all the other nations that are around us. They've all got their kings. We want a king just like them.
但是以色列人却说我们周围的各国他们都有君王，我们也像他们一样，你为我们立一位君王。
And Samuel went to talk to God about this.
而当撒母耳到神面前去求问神的时候，
And Samuel said, will you warn them what kings are like, what the kings of the nations around them are like?
而那里说到你又警告他们周围的君王是怎样对待他们自己的啊子民的。
And Samuel went back and he said to them, if you want a king, then this is what a king will be like.
所以撒母耳就回到以色列人当中告诉他们，你们若又有一位君王，那这个君王会这样来对待你们。
And we won't take the time now, but you can read about it in 1 Samuel chapter 8.
我们现在不会花时间来读那里的内容，但你自己可以去读撒母耳记上第八章。
He said, a king will take from you your sons and your daughters.
他首先说到这君王他会把你啊带走你的儿子跟女儿。
Because he'll want them to serve him and to be in his army.
因为他要你的女儿去侍奉他，你的儿子去当兵。
And he'll take your possessions.
他也要来拿你所有的财物。
Because he wants a fancy palace.
因为他要拿那些来供养他自己的王宫。
And he'll take from your crops.
他也要拿你一切啊收成。
And he goes on in chapter 8 to describe a king who takes and takes and takes and takes.
而撒母耳记第八章的时候就描述了一位君王会从他的子民身上拿了又拿又拿。
But the people didn't listen. They wanted one anyway and they got what they asked for in King Saul.
所以这些以色列人他们进不进去，他们只是想要一位君王，结果他们就得到了啊扫罗。
And it all went badly.
我们看见一切有了君王之后，一切都变得不好。
But God said, okay, I'll give you a king, but I'll give you someone who's after my heart.
而神就告诉他们，我要为你们另立一位君王，是明白我心意的人。
And then he sees in David a man with a different heart, a man who is after God's heart.
他看见在大卫的身上他的心与人不同，因为他是合乎神心意的。
And we read in Psalm 78 how God took David from looking after sheep, from caring and protecting the sheep, and took him to be a king after his own heart.
在诗篇78篇，我们看见神是怎样的啊，将大卫从牧养绵羊当中把他给提拔出来，来牧养他自己的子民。
And David was far from perfect. David made some big mistakes. But he still shows us what the heart of God is when he talks about authority.
当大卫他自己也不是完全的人，他一生中也犯了极大的错误，但是当他讲到权柄的时候，他能够叫人认识神的权柄。
God's concept of rule and authority is to take responsibility for, to care for, to look after,to nurture.
因为神当以所给的这个权柄乃是使他有更大的责任去管理，去牧养，去啊看顾他们。
God's plan for us, God's purpose for us is to have authority.
而神对我们的旨意和计划也就叫我们得着权柄。
Man and woman, humanity, made in his image, God's purpose for us is to rule over his creation.
而神造人，造人，造男造女的旨意，那就叫人来管，有权柄来管理他所创造的这一切。
But in a way that reflects his heart.
当这管理的过程当中，那就将神的心意给表达出来。
Can we just turn over to Hebrews chapter 2? I just want to develop this a little further.
我们现在看希伯来书第二章，我们就在这一点上再看多一下。
Because what God did in Genesis 1, we know was damaged in Genesis 3 when man rebelled against God and his authority.
因为在创世纪第一章里面，我们所看见神的创造，却是在第三章的时候，因着神，因着人的悖逆神而带来了毁坏。
And while man still remained the pinnacle of God's creation, what he intended had become corrupted.
虽然人还是神创造的高峰，但是人却把这个败坏带给了这个世界。
But God recreated what was lost in Jesus.
当神在基督里却重新创造，得着他所失去的。
So in Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 5,
希伯来书第二章第五节。
The writer to Hebrews picks up this psalm, the message of this psalm. He says, it is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we're speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. You made him a little lower than the angels, you crowned him with glory and honor, and put everything under his feet.
从第五节到那个第八节，我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你既顾念他，世人算什么，你既眷顾他，你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为光冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
And in putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present, we don't see everything subject to him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
既就万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的，只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
When it says he made us a little lower than the angels,
当这里说你叫他比天使微小一点，
He was talking about a season in which the angels themselves would be looking after us and, in a sense, ministering to us.
当他这样讲的时候，那就讲到在这一段的时期当中，这些天使就在这里来帮助我们跟服侍我们。
But God's plan for us is a relationship with Himself that transcends what the angels have.
但是神所计划跟神之间的关系，那是远超越天使所有的。
You know, the angels are always beholding the presence of God. They see the glory of God.
我们知道天使他们是常常见神的面，也看见神的荣耀。
The angels don't have the limitations that these bodies that we presently have.
因为天使他们没有像我们今天这个身体所带给我们的限制。
There is a sense that now they are greater in certain respects.
所以从这个角度来看，他们是比我们更伟更大。
But it was not to angels in verse 5 that he has subjected the world to come.
但在第五节就告诉我们，我们所说将来的世界原没有交给天使管辖。
Just going back to verse 14 of chapter 1.
然后在第一章十四节，
it says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?
十四节那里又告诉我们，天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将又承受救恩的人效力吗？
And even Jesus himself, when he became a man, was put a little lower than the angels.
所以当耶稣自己啊，神的儿子降世为人，他也是比天使微小一点。
Chapter 2 verse 9, but we see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels for a season.
所以第九节说，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。
I'm laboring this a little bit because I want the wonder of this truth just to sink down deep.
我要在这花多一点时间，也愿意这样的真理能够沉淀到我们心里。
What is man? What has God purposed for man?
人算什么？神对人的旨意是什么？
To have not just an intimacy with him that is altogether greater than even the angels were made to enjoy.
不只是使人跟他有一个更亲密的关系，是远超过天使与神的关系。
But to share with him in the exercise of rule and authority over this incredible creation that we just see part of.
但是又还要叫人能够来使用神所赐给他的权柄来管理神所创造的这一切。
And the more we grasp that, the more we will fall down in wonder and praise at the grace of God.
我们若能够看得更清楚啊，神对我们的托付，我们不得不俯伏敬拜他。
But the more we will also begin to understand what it is to have the authority that Father God wants us to have.
同时使我们更明白天父所托付给我们的权柄。
Now we don't yet see the fulfillment of God's plan.
我们今天还不能够看见神计划的成就。
In verse 8, it says, God has left nothing that is not subject to him, yet at present, we don't see everything subject to him.
在第八节那里说，既就万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的，只是如今，我们还不见万物都服他。
But we see Jesus.
当我们却看见耶稣。
But we see Jesus.
我们却看见耶稣。
I just want to reflect on that for a bit. We see Jesus.
我们又在这一点上思考，我们却看见耶稣。
In this context that we don't yet see man having all of the authority that he was made to have.
虽然在现今这个情形，我们还不够看见人得着神又给他管理万物的权柄。
What happens when we see Jesus?
当我们看见耶稣，我们怎样呢？
What happens when we take the time just to gaze on him, to look at him, to listen to him, to spend time in his presence?
我们就花时间在他的面前去思想他。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians and chapter 5,
保罗在哥林多后书第五章，
2 Corinthians chapter 3, sorry, 2 Corinthians 3, something amazing happens.
哥林多后书第三章，这里讲到有奇妙的事情发生。
He says in verse 16, Whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
在十六节那里说，当他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时会除去。
He was referring to a time when Moses had to cover his face with a veil because he was reflecting the glory of God in such a powerful way that the people couldn't bear the view.
所以他这里乃是讲到当摩西因为见神之后脸面发光，他不得不用帕子遮着这个面，因为人都惧怕他。
And he goes on in verse 18 to say, We who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory and are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
但十八节他又说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以见主的荣光，好像从镜子里仿照，就变成主的形象形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
As we see Jesus, we are increasingly transformed into his likeness.
当我们与主面对面的时候，我们就慢慢的被他所改变。
Salvation is a very powerful thing.
救恩是一个极大的能力。
Salvation starts with our sins being forgiven.
救恩从我们罪得赦免开始。
That's an amazing thing, isn't it? That we who were full of guilt, full of condemnation, could be forgiven.
这是不是非常奇妙和伟大的事情呢？我们这些本来充满着罪的人，却能够得着赦免。
That's part of the message of the gospel, isn't it? That there is forgiveness in Jesus, and we can be right before God because of what Jesus did when he died and rose again on the cross.
因为福音的内容就是我们可以从神这里得着赦免，因着耶稣基督为我们替死的缘故。
And receiving his forgiveness is awesome.
而能够领受神的赦免，实在就令人惊讶。
And when we ask for that forgiveness, when we ask for the gift of his salvation, then we start to enjoy his presence.
而当我们寻求神的赦免，也得着神的赦免，我们就开始享受神同在。
But God's plan is for us to grow in the likeness of Jesus.
但是神的计划，那就叫我们越来越像耶稣。
And that is to reflect his character.
就是在又像他的性情
that more and more we begin to reflect his love and his goodness.
我们越来越多能够反映出他的爱和他的恩典。
But there's another dimension to it as well.
但还有另一方面的。
And that is to begin to enter into what he's always purposed for us to have.
就是又进入神起初计划又赐给我们的。
The authority that he walked in and the authority that he made us to share in.
所以他自己所行在他的权柄中创造我们所赐给我们的权柄也使我们能够顺服这个权柄。
We don't yet see the full outworking of what God has purposed in recreating us in Jesus.
我们虽然还不能够完全的看见神在基督里重创了我们之后所带来的
But we see Jesus.
但我们却看见耶稣
And the more we see him and the more we're transformed into his likeness, the more we begin to understand what our inheritance is.
我们越认识基督而从他得来的启示我们就更明白基督所带给我们是何等大的产业。
I'd just like to go to Mark's Gospel.
我们也看马可福音。
And just look at a few instances of where Jesus' authority was on display.
我们又看在这里看几处的圣经看见耶稣的权柄是怎样的表明出来。
Because we see Jesus.
因为我们是看见耶稣。
And as we see him, we begin to understand what he has purposed for us.
我们若看见耶稣，就能够帮助我们理解他对我们的计划。
There were seven occasions in the first seven chapters of Mark where we read that the people were absolutely amazed or astonished at what they saw in Jesus.
在马可福音前七章，我们看见有七处的圣经记载的人因耶稣所行的大大的惊讶。
In chapter 1, verse 21, it says, They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach.
在第一章二十一节说，到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority.
众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Jesus spoke and declared the word of God.
基督传讲也宣告了神的道。
And the people were amazed.
而这众人都很稀奇。
Because he spoke with authority.
因为他传讲是带着权柄的。
They were used to hearing the rabbis teaching in the synagogue.
他们虽然经常听见这些文圣跟拉比在会堂里教训他们，
But when Jesus spoke, he spoke with authority.
但当耶稣传讲的时候，他是带着权柄来传讲。
He has given us words to speak that carry his authority.
今天主也将他的话语赐给我们，叫我们带着权柄来传讲他的话。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans 1:16, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God to salvation.
在保罗在罗马书一章十六节些说到，我不以福音为耻，因为福音是神的大能。
Just as I share a few of these instances in Jesus' life, just as we look at this, there's one thing I want us to really grab hold of.
当我们在这里看圣经中几处记载的神、耶稣人生中的事的时候，我们又记住一点。
If we are children of God, if we are in Christ,
我们若是神的儿女在基督里，
then we're part of the head and not the tail.
那我们是属于头而不是属于尾的。
And we have been given words to speak and words to share that carry the authority of God.
神赐给我们的话语和他的道，叫我们能够带着权柄来传扬。
The gospel that has been entrusted to us is a powerful thing that carries authority.
神所托付给我们的福音，乃是带着神的能力的。
And we don't need to be ashamed of the gospel that we've been given because it's the power of God to salvation.
而我们不应该以福音为耻，因为是这福音是神的大能。
Well, the people were amazed at his authority.
所以这里众人都很稀奇他的权柄。
But they were shortly to become amazed again because it was not just words that he spoke, but his authority was demonstrated in action.
而接着他们又更稀奇，因为他们不只听见他的教导，他们也看见基督的权柄是怎样的显示出来。
It says in verse 23, Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out.
在23节说，在会堂里有一个人被巫鬼附着，他喊叫说。
And in verse 25, Be quiet, said Jesus sternly. Come out of him.
25节，耶稣责备他说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。
And the evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek.
巫鬼叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫就出来了。
And the people were all so amazed, and they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him."
众人都惊讶，以致彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是个新道理啊！他用权柄吩咐巫鬼，连巫鬼也听从了他。”
Jesus had authority over the spiritual realm.
基督 他的权柄是能够管辖这些鬼污鬼的。
And do you know that in the name of Jesus, we share that authority?
你知道奉着耶稣的名，我们也能够分享同样的权柄。
And he wants us to grow more and more into his likeness that we can exercise that authority.
而他也愿意我们越成长越像他，也越能够来行使这个权柄。
In the name of Jesus, we're part of the head and not the tail.
奉耶稣的名，我们是属于头而不属于尾的。
And we need to grow and learn how to exercise that authority in this particular area.
我们又成长而学习怎么样的去使用这个权柄。
You know how Jesus sent out his disciples on one occasion and said, you go and you preach the gospel, and in the course of doing that, you cast out demons, you heal the sick.
我们记得耶稣曾差遣他的门徒啊，一对一对的出去，说你们有赐给你们权柄去驱赶这个赶这个污鬼，而又去传扬这个福音。
And they saw some amazing things happen as they went out and did that.
而当他们出去的时候，他们看见他们真的行了神迹奇事。
But then they came across a situation that seemed too hard for them.
当后来他们遇见有一个情况，他们觉得好像是太难了。
A boy who was possessed by an evil spirit and they just couldn't cast it out.
一个孩子被污鬼所附，他们却没有权柄命令这个污鬼离开。
And Jesus came along and he spoke the word and the evil spirit left.
而耶稣一来，斥责那污鬼，这污鬼就离开了那个孩子。
And the disciples said, how come we couldn't do that?
而这门徒就问主耶稣说，那为什么我们却不能够赶这个污鬼出去呢？
And he told them a couple of things, but one of the things he did say was, this kind doesn't come out except by prayer and fasting, and you need to grow in your faith to be able to do that.
所以耶稣也告诉他们，这样的污鬼不借着禁食祷告是不能够赶出来，乃是救他们又成长在信心上成长。
But God's plan is for us to grow in our reflection of his authority in these areas.
而神的计划而旨意乃是诱我们成长到一个程度，能够在这一些方面啊反映出他的权柄来。
Just over in Mark chapter 2, there was an occasion where a paralytic was brought to Jesus.
而在马可福音第二章又有一个瘫子被带到耶稣的面前来。
And Jesus declared that his sins were forgiven.
而耶稣在那里宣告他的罪得赦免。
And people were looking on skeptically at why Jesus could say such a thing.
而周围的人都在那里啊，彼此对问说，他为什么可以说这样的话呢？
So Jesus said, okay, he said to the man, you take up your mat and you walk home. And he asked them a question, what was harder to do, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say get up and walk?
而耶稣就问周围的人说，哪一个更难呢？是赦免一个人的罪，还是叫他拿着褥子起来回家去呢？
Now in one sense it was harder for Jesus to say your sins are forgiven, because that was going to cost his life to be able to say that.
所以从一方面看，我们知道赦免人的罪是更难的，因为他需要基督牺牲自己。
But for much of his audience, they would have thought it was a much harder thing to actually heal a man who was sick than it was to just say words about his sins being forgiven.
但是周围的人却会觉得说，就这个瘫子起来行走可能更难，比这个赦免那个罪的人更难。
It says in verse 12, he got up, took up his mat, and walked out in full view of them all, and this amazed everyone. They praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like that.
在十二节说，那人就起来，立刻拿了褥子，当众人面前出去，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说，我们从来没有见过这样的事。
There's an authority that Jesus displayed.
在这里，耶稣把他的权柄展示出来。
And we don't yet see everything subject to us.
但今天我们却没有看见这万物伏在我们的脚下。
I know I've been increasingly challenged to pray for people when they're sick.
我知道自己一直被极大的挑战，当人生病的时候，为他们祷告。
And I can tell you there are occasions where I've seen some miracles happen.
所以我也能够告诉你，在有一些时候，我也看见神迹的发生。
And there are many more occasions where I haven't.
但是没有看见神迹的次数却是更多。
But for myself, I am challenged to keep growing in discerning and exercising the authority that I have in the name of Jesus.
但是对我自己的挑战，是我怎样的去成长，去发现，怎样的去使用这个从耶稣所得着的这个权柄。
Because I'm being prepared along with my brothers and sisters for a day when we will have all things subject to us.
因为我与众弟兄姐妹都一起被预备到有一天万物都有伏在我们的权柄之下。
Of course, under the headship of God himself.
当然也是伏在父神的权柄之下。
Where we're going to see fulfilled the original purpose and plan of God.
当我们有看见神起初的旨意和计划得做成就。
For us to rule and reign with Jesus.
就我们能够与耶稣一同作王来治理全地。
In perfect harmony to his will.
和他的心意是何等的和谐。
In perfect reflection of his loving and caring heart.
完美的反映出他的爱。
Exercising his authority.
而能够使用他的权柄。
And you and I are being prepared for that destiny.
而你和我今天都被预备着面临那一天。
And as we look on Jesus, we are more and more conformed to his likeness in every way.
当我们越注目于耶稣，我们就越变得像他。
More and more we learn how to reflect his character.
我们也学习怎样的来彰显出他的性情。
More and more we learn how to react to different situations the way Jesus would react.
就我们能够怎么样在不同的环境当中能够像耶稣这样的做出反应。
But we also more and more learn how to begin to exercise his authority.
我们也学习就怎样的能够来学习使用他的权柄。
In speaking words of life.
而当我们讲到生命的道。
In sharing an incredible gospel that is the power of God to salvation.
当我们在这里讲到这个福音乃是显明出神大能的。
In taking authority in situations where the enemy has for too long had his way.
就我们在一些的情况当中，当仇敌已经在那管辖我们一段时间，怎么样在那里使用我们的权柄。
I said there were seven occasions in Mark where the people were absolutely astonished or amazed at Jesus.
我们刚才说到在马可福音，我们看见好几处的圣经都讲到众人惊讶耶稣所说所做的。
Where they saw his authority in action.
他们看见神耶稣在行使他的权柄。
I'm not going to go to all of them now, but you might want to find them out afterwards.
我现在不会看每一处的圣经，你有时间自己可以去查考马可福音。
The occasion, for example, when even the winds and the waves obeyed this man.
我们也看见当中记载一件事，当风暴都会听从耶稣的权柄。
We don't yet see that very often under our feet, as it were.
我们却没有看见说今天的风暴怎样的也伏在我们的脚下。
But all of that is part of our destiny.
当这一切都是我们要达到的。
You know, when Jesus walked on the earth, he was completely divine, he was God, but he was also completely man.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他是神也是人。
He chose to take on himself the form of a man.
他自己选择又取得人的样式。
He chose to become a little lower than the angels.
他选择成为比天使微小一点。
The angels came and ministered to him.
虽然天使来服侍他。
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, remember how the angels came to encourage him and strengthen him?
当他在克西马尼园祷告的时候，天使也来加给他力量。
As he exercised his ministry,He walked by faith in his Father.
他乃是因信天父而行使他一切的服事侍奉。
The things he did, the miracles that he worked, he did as a man filled with the Holy Spirit, walking by faith.
他所做的事，所行的神迹那是以人的身份被圣灵充满来行出来的。
Holy God, but holy man.
他完全是神，也完全是人。
And he became a man, firstly, because he had to, as man, take upon himself our sin and be punished on our behalf.
他成为人，因为他愿意像以人来承担我们一切的罪而受惩罚。
How else could we be forgiven if someone wasn't able to take our place?
他若不愿意来成为我们的代祭，那我们又怎么能够得着赦免呢？
But he also showed us in the way that he lived how a man or woman who is wholly given to God,And who spends time with his father and listens to his father and who's filled with the Spirit of God, how such a person can live.
而他同时耶稣借着他的一生也让我们看见当一个人是完全的顺服与神与神之间的交通又有着圣灵的充满是能够怎样生活的。
Now I'm the first to say that I fall very far short of that.
我可以说我自己离那太远了。
But I am challenged to behold him to be conformed more and more into his image.
当我所受的挑战乃是越又仰望耶稣而被改变越像他。
And I thank God for his grace and I thank God for his patience and I thank God for his plans and his purposes, which he himself will, in the long run, fulfill.
我也感谢神，他永远的计划和他的旨意。我也感谢神的恩典和他的怜悯。
Let me wrap up what it is that has been on my heart to share this morning.
让我现在来总结我今早所要分享的这个中心点。
We live in the most incredible, amazing universe.
我们活在这一个令人惊讶的宇宙当中。
Made by a God who is so amazingly wise and powerful and purposeful and creative.
我们也看见这一切的创造都是出于神的全能的智慧。
And we are made in God's own image to have a relationship with Him.That transcends even what the angels have.
而我们也是按着神的形象被造，就我们能够与神之间有一个比天使与神更亲密的关系。
I mean, the angels get that God is good and God is great and God is holy, and they spend their lives, a big part of it, just worshipping him with genuine joy and wonder.
虽然天使他们能够看见神的伟大，看见神的荣耀，而他们也一生都在那里的敬拜赞美神。
But you and I get to understand what it is to be forgiven. You and I get to understand the depth of God's love in a way that even the angels don't.
但是你和我却能够来领会神对我们的饶恕、赦免，或者是天使他们所不能理解明白的。
And you and I were made for this amazing purpose.
而我们被造也是为着这个原因。
And I'm very conscious, even as I'm saying these words, that we can't fully understand the greatness of what we're talking about.
我也非常的清楚，虽然我们这样的传讲，但我们也不能够完全的明白这一切真伟大。
But God has made us to rule and to reign with Him.
神创造我们，叫我们与他一同作王，一同来治理。
In perfect harmony and fellowship with Him to exercise His authority.
以神完全的合一来使行神的权柄。
In a way that will be incredibly awesome and wonderful for the universe of the future.
而在这一切为了将来的宇宙是令人何等的惊讶的。
And he wants us to learn that we're part of the head and not the tail.
他又叫我们认识我们是属于头而不是属于尾。
The enemy has made great inroads across this world.
虽然仇敌在这个世界好像做了很多的事。
And he's made us to push back.
而且好像在这里一直又推迟我们。
He's made us to have authority as we share his words.
但是神却使我们当我们分享他话语的时候，我们也能够分享他的权柄。
Where friends of ours are lost, He's given us authority to speak into that situation.
我们看见当我们的朋友有任何损失的时候，就给我们一个机会向他们说话。
We need to grow in our understanding of how to exercise that authority.
我们又成长而明白怎么样的更多来使行这个权柄。
And as we behold Jesus,
而当我们仰望耶稣
we'll be transformed.
我们会被改变。
We don't yet see everything under our feet.
虽然如今我们没有看见万物伏在我们脚下
but we see Jesus.
让我们看见万物都伏在耶稣的脚下。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your amazing love and your amazing purpose.
天父，我们要感谢你奇妙的爱和你的计划。
We want to thank you for the plan and the purpose and the destiny that you have for each one of us.
我们要感谢你，你为我们每一个人所预备的将来。
And we want to thank you above all for Jesus.
在这一切，我们又因耶稣而感谢你。
Our Savior, our Lord.
我们的救主，我们生命的主。
Thank you for what you've done to bring us into fellowship with yourself.
我们感谢你，你所付出的一切，使我们能够进入与你的相交。
Thank you for what you've done to restore that which was lost.
感谢你，因着你的付出能够恢复我们所失去的一切。
And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're also our teacher.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你也是我们的师父。
And teach us as we look on you how to enter into all that you've planned for us.
也教导我们怎样能够进入你为我们预备的一切。
And Lord, give us faith, give us wisdom, give us understanding.That we could push back against the work of the enemy.
主啊，求你赐给我们恩典，赐给我们智慧，赐给我们聪明，能够来推回仇敌的工作。
And to see the kingdom of God increasingly fill this earth.
而看见神的国来充满全地。
The kingdom of truth, the kingdom of freedom, kingdom of joy, a kingdom of love.
的真理的国度，带着荣耀，带着喜乐。
Lord, increase our ability to exercise that authority you've given us to see your kingdom come.
主啊，求你加增我们的能力，使我们能够来使用你的权柄，叫你的国早日降临。
In the wonderful name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣奇妙的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Michael.